What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about one thing that narcissists do not expect from you, and that's strength. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Yes, y'all, narcissists do not expect you to be strong. Let's just keep it hot. This will be an inspirational episode. So you will need to be inspired. This is the video for you. You need some inspiration to take some action in your life. This is the video for you. Because dealing with a narcissist, we all know, you know, that that's going to be an extremely difficult task to do, right? It is, regardless of what type of narcissist you're dealing with. Somatic narcissist, covert narcissist, malignant, overt, whatever type, vulnerable, you know what I mean? Whatever type of narcissist that you're dealing with is going to be a tough task to deal with them regardless, because they're narcissists, right? But one thing that they do not expect from their victims, from the survivors, from the thrivers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is strength, just overall strength. They don't want you to be strong, and that's point blank period. They don't expect you to be strong. A lot of narcissists think that they have beaten you down to the point where you're not going to fight back, where you're just going to sit around and take it, because they think you're going to take it and take it and take it, and they don't think you're going to punch back. I'm not talking about actually physically punching. Sometimes it can get to that level. But they expect you to lay down and take it because that's what they condition you to do. They conditioned you that to fight, that fighting back is futile. That standing up for yourself is pointless. That setting a boundary is a waste of your damn time. But that's not how it has to be, right? Because you have autonomy. You have bodily, emotional, mental autonomy. You have it. They just convince you that you don't. So right now, the process is going to, in order to move forward and to heal and to grow, you have to take back your autonomic power. You can. You can do it too, because they don't expect you to set a boundary. They don't expect you to say no. They don't expect you to just stand up for yourself. They're not expecting. That's why they get surprised when you do it. That's why they get shocked when you do it. As soon as you try to set a boundary, as soon as you tell them hell no, as soon as you say no, I don't like that, I don't want to do this anymore, as soon as you say, hey, if you do that, we're going to break up, boom, now they want to go into victim mode, because now your strength has made them flee within themselves. Now they have to find a way to victimize themselves. And in order to victimize themselves, they'll try to make you feel guilty, right? Oh, I didn't think you were that type of person. I didn't know you would do that. What? I thought you loved me. I thought you cared about me. If you really going to try to set a boundary now? What? You really going to stand up for yourself now? What? You really not going to let me do what I want to do now? Well, I'm the victim. If you stand tall and stand firm and set those boundaries and keep moving forward, typically they will leave you alone. But you do have those toxic, abusive narcissists that take it as a challenge to try to break you like a damn horse. They try to break you like Spirit. The little cartoon movie Spirit. They try to break you like Spirit. Little horse cartoon movie. I think it was Ben. Was it? Wasn't Ben Affleck? Was Matt Damon in Spirit? The horse movie? I don't know. Maybe he was. I don't know. It was one of them. One of those guys. But that's how it goes. They don't expect you to be strong, so that's one of the reasons they keep perpetuating and doing the same behaviors over and over again. They don't think you're ever going to tell them to stop. When you tell them stop, I don't like that. If you do that, if you leave here to go cheat again, I won't be here when you get back. And when they get back, you're not there. They've been blocked, and you're gone. You with no contact. They don't. They be, oh no, you did. Can't believe you left me. Can't believe you left without one last conversation. What the hell? Can't believe you decided to leave without talking to me. What? Them boundaries make you strong, y'all. And boundaries are for you. Boundaries are not for you to control a narcissistic person. Boundaries are for you to protect yourself. Boundaries are the fence that you put around yourself to protect yourself. You decide what behaviors that you're willing to tolerate and open the gate for. Narcissists don't care about the gate. They try to jump over the fence. They see the gate. They see the boundaries. They see the boundaries that you have set. And they want to jump over. They want to jump the fence. Habitual fence jumpers. They see the line that you set. Habitual line setter. They want to cross the line or tiptoe the line and whatnot. They don't expect that, y'all. They don't expect you to be able to go no contact and stay no contact. They expect you to crack and be able to and want to reach out to them when you get bored, when you're lonely, when you're sad, when you're dealing with the trauma bond. They don't expect you to be strong enough to break the damn trauma bond. You know, they don't expect that at all from you. They expect you to take it and give in because they want to convince you that they are the best you're going to get. Right? They want you to feel like they are the best you're ever going to get, right? That's how they want to make you feel. That's literally, they want to make you feel like your life is meaningless without them. They want to make you feel like you have no choice but to give in to whatever they say and do. They can run over top of you. They can treat you any type of way. Then you always pick the phone up. They want to get so damn shocked when you don't pick the phone up. When you go no contact. When they try to call you, they're like, doo, doo, doo. We're sorry. The number you're trying to reach is no longer in service. It's been disconnected. What? I can't believe you blocked me. They get mad as hell when the messages turn green on the iPhone. Oh, you blocked me? Wow. Can't believe you did that. I can't believe you did that. They can't, because they can't believe it. They don't expect that strength from you. And the crazy thing about it is, this is going to sound ass backwards. I already know it. They might have fell in love with the fact that you were a strong person at first. The strength from you is what actually connected with this, with you. You see what I'm saying? That's the strength. The strength you had at the beginning is what might have been actually attracted them to you, is what I'm saying. But like I said in a few other videos, the same thing that a narcissist love about you, they will turn around and hate you for. The exact same thing. They hate the strength now. But their strength makes them, your strength makes them feel insecure. It makes them feel like they're not enough. So they need to strip you of your strength. That's why they feel like they successfully stripped you of your strength. They don't expect you to go no contact and to stop responding to them. They don't expect you to keep the conversation. They don't expect you to have the strength to keep the conversation about the kids. They want you to send this long paragraph of BS about y'all relationship, how y'all should be together. And you just respond to the part about the kids. Congrats to you. They don't expect that from you. They expect you to read the whole thing and reconsider getting back with them, even though they left you for somebody else. Even though they treated you horribly. Even though they embarrassed you in front of your friends and family. Even though they made you feel like you wasted so much time in your life. They expect you to roll over and take it. Y'all, this is part of the process. They don't ever think you're going to leave them alone. And some of them might be bold enough to tell you that. We're always going to be in each other's lives. I'm never gonna leave you alone. Nobody's ever gonna have you again. Even if they've had other people, even if they left you and cheated on you, hurt you, or beat on you, they don't think you. In their minds, they're not gonna allow you to. They're not gonna allow you to move on. They're not gonna allow you to have the satisfaction of having somebody else or being happy alone. They're not gonna allow it. Allow it, Lee. Hell, I'm a grown person. Yes, you are absolutely a grown person. So it's up to you to empower yourself in order to keep moving forward and to have that strength and that dynamic and that process in order to just power up. Y'all, I love empowering people. That's my thing. That's why I tell people, like, every Monday, I have motivation. I have a series on my YouTube channel called Motivation Monday. It's just to motivate people, to get your blood pumping. You know what I mean? That's what it's for. Because I want to help people heal. I want to help people grow. I want to help people thrive. And you are a thriver. That's why you're here, y'all. Y'all, you are listening to this for a reason. They don't expect you to listen to this. They expect you to only listen to syndicated stuff from them. They are your syndication. You know what I mean? The narcissist wants to be the FCC in your life, the Federal Communication Commission. That ain't what it means. They want to control your ins and outs, your communication. They want to control all of that. So it's up to you. I know it doesn't sound fair all the time. I tell people this, but it's up to you to have that strength. It's up to you to work on setting boundaries. It's up to you to work on being as strong as you possibly can. You know what I mean? It's up to you. It doesn't seem fair, but hey, we in it. You in it. You can get out of it. When I say get out of it, I don't always mean leave the relationship. You can get out of letting this person control every single aspect of your life. If you so decide to leave, that's your choice. You have the choice. You can make that choice. You see? If you so decide to leave, you can make that choice in order to keep moving forward. You can make that choice in order to choose to leave or to stay. That becomes your choice. You have the choice. You can make that choice. You can choose. And you can win. But Leo, how do I win? If you want to learn how to win, you have to answer the question for you. What does winning mean to you? What does winning look like to you? Because winning to some people is just setting a boundary. Winning to others is leaving the whole relationship as a whole. So what does winning look like to you? Little victories, big victories. Define what winning is to you. Because everybody might have a different definition of winning. Like, seriously, that's me keeping it hot. Hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza, right? Yeah. But that's the part, y'all. So if y'all haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the email list newsletter, because it's on and popping every single day from this point forward. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. If you listen to this on Apple Music, Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Give me a good review on Apple Music. I appreciate y'all so damn much. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.